although the first session of the Middle East talks have taken place in Washington, there appears to be an increase in Israel's systematic attack on Palestinian land, especially in the case of the besieged Gaza Strip. This, while an Israeli watchdog said Tel Aviv had approved the construction of more than 13,000 new settler units in the occupied West Bank.
Deadly attacks on people who are already living under severe hardship due to Israel's long siege of the Gaza Strip. On Sunday, three Palestinian civilians were killed in an Israeli shelling of the Gaza Strip. It was followed by Israeli tanks and bulldozers moving into a Palestinian refugee camp. The latest round of fatal attacks against Gaza comes after the Palestinian Authority and Israelis resumed direct talks earlier this month. The talks were restarted following an almost two-year freeze due to Israel's war on Gaza and its refusal to halt settlement activities in the occupied territories. Tel Aviv has clearly said it would resume settlement construction after a partial freeze expires later this month. And the plan comes despite ample prior warnings by Palestinians that they would quit the talks if Israeli settlement construction is resumed.
Israel should stop all kind of settlement activities in order to give a chance for negotiations that should lead into an agreement regarding ending the occupation in return for peace. This is the basic notion on which the peace process is established. Any Israeli settlement activities is a threat to the newly established Israeli-Palestinian peace process.
Israel's settlement activities in occupied territories and its indiscriminate violence against the Palestinians appear to be a deliberate snub to international law and a clear challenge to UN authority. In the circumstances, how did the region ever hope Mideast talks could bring peace?
We're going to try to get an answer on that question. Joining us are our guests from Gaza, Eddie Mormick, who's a human rights activist. Also from Beirut, we have Nada Hashwi, who's a political analyst. I want to thank both of our guests for joining us in this news analysis. First, let me go to Beirut. Nada Hashwi, let's look at what has happened just recently. And these are the recent deaths, the death of three people, one who was 70 and the other was 16 years old. Another man was also killed in this incident, which was because of an Israeli tank which opened fire on them. Targeted killing, it's a breach of international law, and it happens repeatedly in Gaza and the occupied territories.
Of course. Of course, and this is no surprise to us because as they called, they noticed suspicious activities, which is always the case with them. Whatever they do, it's always in defense of themselves. And whatever else, what's happening to Hamas and what's happening to the people in Gaza, I mean, I shouldn't say really Hamas. The people in Gaza, every single person is a resistance fighter there. So Hamas is basically the people of Gaza, the Palestinian people. So what Israeli are doing right now, because they know whatever peace talk they are doing is basically wasting time. They know they're talking to the alleged president, Mr. Abbas, who has nothing to do with any authority over Gaza. Whatever they're going to have with him is just on a piece of paper. And you know what, I think now they're saying, oh, well, we won't have any peace talk. We won't do anything unless, because they don't agree that the state of Israel is going to be considered a Jewish state. And then here you go, Netanyahu is saying, well, if you don't consider us as a Jewish state, we won't have any more talks. Now they're having a fight. When are we going to have the second talk? So basically, this is, like I said before, this is a charade that's been happening. All the talks is nonsense. What they're doing right now, they're going to keep on killing Hamas. They think they're going to get rid of the Palestinian people in Gaza, thinking that they're going to have peace this way because Abbas is going to finally say no, say yes to every single peace process that the Israelis is going to suggest. And they think that way, right, Everything is going to be over and done.
Eddie Mormick, there is still a big misconception about Israel's chokehold on Gaza. I mean, to continue this topic with you in particular, can you please first describe the humanitarian crisis there and what ordinary Gazans are deprived of?
Well, absolutely. The siege is continuing, and this is a crime against humanity. We know this by all of the legal means, by all of the Geneva Conventions. The fact that it's collective punishment, Article 33 of the Geneva Convention, states that this is a crime against humanity. But if you're actually here, you can see it for yourself, and you visit the refugee camps, and you can see the struggle that is ongoing for all of the families in Palestine. And this, I think, is one of the crucial difficulties that people have to face. Not only that, but the hospitals are short of so many supplies and people of high technical quality on the medical side. So therefore, we see so much lacking in terms of dialysis machines, for example, in terms of cardiac equipment. We are also seeing malnourished children across the board in all of the refugee camps. There's over 1 million refugees, remember, in Gaza. That's the vast majority. And of course, these are all descendants of people who used to live in Israel, but are remnants of the ruins of their houses in Israel, where they used to live. So it's ongoing, the siege. But remember that they're also trying to recover from the crisis of the bombings and the continuous killings. If it's all right, I'd just like to mention that we went to visit the three killed in the north, in Beit Hanun. They are Ismail Abu Said, they are Hossam Abu Said, they are Abu Oda, Ismail Abu Oda. They were 16 and 17 and a grandfather who were killed, and they were purely farmers. They'd had their house turned to rubble twice before that, and they had 10 years of grave difficulty, and they were civilians. This is a war on civilians. Remember that, please. This is not... the mass majority of people killed and injured are civilians.
Right. Let me bring in our guests in Beirut, because I want to give an example there of what has happened recently, and that was Israel allowing shipment of construction materials into Gaza. Beit Salem, the Israeli Information Center for Human Rights, well, they reported that almost 95% of the water that's pumped into the Gaza Strip is polluted and unfit for drinking. Now that Israel has allowed this, it makes it appear that they are doing Gazans in the Gaza Strip a favor, where 95% of the water prior to that was undrinkable. So how does that reflect in terms of Israel and then the way this is portrayed, especially through the media?
Well, you know what? Of course, Israel got to do something to have herself this peaceful country, those people that they care so much about people. Of course, they're going to want to do something, but what? Let me remind you a little bit. When a rocket goes from Gaza to the occupied Palestine by the Israeli, it doesn't hit anybody. What do the Israeli attack? They go and attack all the tunnels that it's actually bringing food and whatever to the Palestinian people in Gaza for them to eat and to support themselves. That will show you exactly. Listen, Israeli will never, ever want to have peace with the Arab. I've said it before and I say it again. We got to stop kidding ourselves, because this is just a big game that they're playing. And no wonder, you know, they only want the Americans to be involved in that charade. Five ministers, actually, five senior European ministers, they've asked to be involved in the talks, and Israel completely refused, because they don't want anybody else to be involved or to pressure them from freezing the settlement, from maybe caring a little bit more. Nobody, because they know whatever they will do, nobody will be condemning them, especially the UN. Tell me something, all the killings that they did in Gaza, what did they have? What kind of penalties they had? Let me remind you of South Lebanon. What happened after that? It's been over 4 years now. Did we get any anything? Did we have any money for the people that the murders that they died? Did they rebuild anything? So, you know, enough of that. We keep on talking and talking and talking. This so-called Israel is just, I'm fed up with it, you know. There is no use of talking to them. Netanyahu says one thing, and then they goes and say, oh, well, you know, the settlers now, they're going to make a big deal out of it. And if you agree to freeze, a partial freezement of the settlement, what's going to happen? He's going to be, they're going to get rid of him. They're going to give it, it's plain and simple.
Thank you very much. Nada Hashwi, political analyst there from Beirut. Thank you for your statements. We've unfortunately ran out of time. I also want to thank Eddie Morbick, human rights activist there from Gaza. And of course, you, the viewer, for watching. Quick reminder, our website is always waiting for you. A text of this should appear on there. That's presstv.ir. From Mikovit Halfway and the entire team, it's goodbye for now.